Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, David Brent Johnson, and this time around on the program, I'll be featuring songs written by composer and arranger Gordon Jenkins, performed by some of the greatest interpreters of American popular song, including Peggy Lee, Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole, and Billie Holiday. It's This Is All I Ask, the music of Gordon Jenkins, coming up next on Afterglow.
As I approach the prime of my life, I find I have the time of my life. Learning to enjoy at my leisure all the simple pleasures, and so I happily conceive. This is all I ask. This is all I. Girls, walk a little slower when you walk by me. Lingering sunsets, stay a little longer with the lonely sea. Children everywhere, when you shoot at bad men, shoot at me. Take me to that strange enchanted land. Grown-ups seldom understand wandering rainbows. Leave a bit of color for my heart. Stars in the sky, make my wish come true before the night has flown, and let the music play as long as there's a song. In the sky, make my wish come true before the night has flown, and let the music play as long as there's a song to sing, and I will stay.
Nat King Cole from the album The Very Thought of You, doing Gordon Jenkins' This Is All I Ask. Jenkins also the arranger for that album. And This Is All I Ask, a song that Jenkins would cite as his favorite among those he had written, conceived after his publishers jokingly suggested at lunchtime that he go home and write a hit. During his walk in New York City, he passed by a construction site where a worker had written on a fence, "Pretty girls, slow down when you walk by here." Thus inspired, Jenkins went on to write a tune that's now been recorded by artists ranging from Burl Ives and Perry Como to Harry Nilsson. Somewhere in New York, he later said, "There's a pipe fitter I owe a bundle to." David Bren Johnson here with you on Afterglow, with a program devoted to songs written by the arranger Gordon Jenkins. Jenkins born May 12, 1910 in Webster Groves, Missouri. That is a great name for a town. And he was a musical prodigy who got one of his first gigs as a teenager working for St. Louis's biggest radio station, KMOX. "I'd open the station at 9 a.m. and play the piano for 15 minutes," he later said. "Then I'd use another name and play the organ for 15 minutes. At 9:30, I'd go on the air as Abe Snake, the piano accordion virtuoso. At 9:45, I was someone else playing the ukulele, and at 10 o'clock, if no one else had shown up yet, I would take it from the top and do the whole thing over again. I was about 16, and I could read notes and play six instruments at that time. If nothing else, it gave me a sense of my own worth, that I was somebody who could do something." Jenkins would go on to get his first big break in the 1930s, working with Isham Jones's popular orchestra. Gordon Jenkins is probably best known for his arranging work. He's often very lush with the strings, a tendency that has grated on some critics and listeners over the years. But singers like Frank Sinatra and Nat King Cole did some of their best work with him. Will Friedwald has written that his sound was grandiose, somewhat pretentious, at times even laughably so, but always honestly sincere. And that quality comes through in the songs that Jenkins wrote as well. I'll start off with two that were hits in the waning years of World War II. One, an ode by Jenkins to his own residential area, California's San Fernando Valley, a song that seemed to anticipate the rush to the suburbs that would follow the end of the war. The other, a lamentation, undoubtedly from a soldier's point of view, for once familiar places now far away, sung by Frank Sinatra. Gordon Jenkins, Homesick, that's all, on Afterglow.
The thrill of grammar school romances. I miss the junior prom and graduation dances. The gossip in assembly hall. I'm homesick, that's all. I miss the gang that hangs around at Miller's, devouring chocolate sodas with those whipped cream fillers. The girl I promised I would call, I'm homesick, that's all. I miss the midnight services on Christmas Eve and the joy when Christmas morning came. I miss the scramble for the wishbone every Sunday and the big Thanksgiving football game. I miss the times I had to set the table. I miss the rolls my mother made when she was able. The fragrant bonfires in the fall. I'm homesick, that's all. I miss the times I had to set the table. I miss the rolls my mother made when she was able. The fragrant bonfires in the fall. homesick. That's all.
Packing my grill, and I'm leaving today. 'Cause I'm taking a trip California way. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam, and make the San Fernando Valley my home. I'll forget my sins, yes, yes, I'll be making new friends where the West begins. Then the sunset ends, 'cause I've decided where yours truly really ought to be. And it's the San Fernando Valley for me. I think that I'm safe in Dayton. She will be waiting when my lonely journey is done. And kindly old Reverend Thomas made us a promise, he will make the two of us one. So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country. You can forward my mail, care of RFD. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam, and make the San Fernando Valley my home. My lonely journey is done, and kindly old Reverend Thomas made us a promise, he will make the two of us one. So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country. You can forward my mail, care of RFD. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam, and make the San Fernando Valley my home. And make the San Fernando Valley my home. And make the San Fernando Valley my home.
Bing Crosby singing Gordon Jenkins' San Fernando Valley in 1944 from the box set Bing, His Legendary Years. Before that, Frank Sinatra doing Jenkins' tribute to war-weary soldiers longing to return. Homesick, that's all, from the Sinatra V-Disc anthology. Sinatra would go on to use Jenkins as an arranger for some of his classic 1950s and 60s LPs, such as Where Are You and September of My Years. One of Gordon Jenkins' earliest songwriting efforts to enjoy success was Blue Prelude, a song he wrote the lyrics for in 1933, working with a fellow member of Isham Jones's orchestra, Joe Bishop. Bishop had written the music, but Jones didn't like the tune, so Bishop ended up playing it with another band he worked for, Casaloma, and media icon Walter Winchell happened to hear it. After Winchell trumpeted the melody as a surefire hit in his column, Isham Jones said, "We've got to put this thing out right away." Gordon Jenkins just happened to be sitting there when Jones proclaimed this, and even though he didn't generally write lyrics at that point, he turned out a set of them, and the song went on to become a big hit. Several years later, when Woody Herman took over Jones's orchestra and turned it into his own, he adopted the song as the band's theme. Here's Herman singing Joe Bishop and Gordon Jenkins' Blue Prelude on Afterglow.
Thank you.
me sigh, let me cry when I'm blue. Let me go away from this lonely town. Won't be long till my song will be through. 'Cause I know I'm on my last go round. All the love I could steal, beg or borrow, wouldn't heal all this pain in my soul. What is love but a prelude to sorrow? With a heartbreak ahead for your goal. Here I go, now you know why I'm leaving. Got the blues, what can I lose? Goodbye.
Just another man doing all he can. But what does she care when a woman loves a man? She'll just string along all through thick and thin till his ship comes in. That's how it goes when a woman loves a man. She'll be the first one to praise him when he's going strong, the last one to blame him when everything's wrong. It's just a one-sided game that they play. Gee, but women are funny that way. Tell her she's a fool, she'll say, yes, I know, but I love him so. That's how it goes when a woman loves a man.
Peggy Lee doing Gordon Jenkins and Johnny Mercer's When a Woman Loves a Man from the Mosaics at the Complete Peggy Lee and June Christie Capitol Transcriptions. We'll hear another Jenkins-Johnny Mercer collaboration later on in the show. Before that, we heard Woody Herman singing a Jenkins song that was Herman's band theme for a few years, Blue Prelude, from the Herman Decca CD Blues on Parade. Gordon Jenkins' best-known song is probably the haunted ballad Goodbye, and it too served as the theme for a famous bandleader, Benny Goodman. Decades later, Martha Tilton, who sang with Goodman during the late 1930s when the clarinetist was using it as a theme, told Jenkins' son Bruce that Jenkins had not written the song specifically for the Goodman Orchestra, but as a kind of grieving elegy for a woman Jenkins had been involved with before his marriage, a woman, according to Tilton, who became pregnant during the course of her relationship with Jenkins and then died giving birth to the child, who also also died. Bruce Jenkins was not able to ultimately determine whether this story behind the song was true or not. In 1958, Frank Sinatra recorded Jenkins' ballad for his Torch Mood masterpiece, Only the Lonely. Here's Gordon Jenkins' Goodbye on Afterglow.
I'll never forget how we promised one day to love one another forever that way. We said we'd never say. But that was long ago. Now you've forgotten, I know. No use to wonder why. Let's say farewell with a sigh. Let love die, but we'll go on living. Our own way of living. So you take the high road, and I'll take the low. It's time that we parted. It's much better so. But kiss me as you go. Goodbye. So you take that high road, and I'll take the low. It's time that we parted. It's much better so. But kiss me as you go. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Frank Sinatra doing Gordon Jenkins' epic ballad Goodbye from Sinatra's 1958 album Only the Lonely. I'll have more of the music of Gordon Jenkins in just a few moments. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, offering complete bicycle repair and sales, as well as custom fitting services. Located at 507 East Kirkwood next to the IU campus and online at bikegarage.com. Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Afterglow. I'm playing the music of Gordon Jenkins on this edition of Afterglow. Jenkins worked as an arranger, conductor, and composer with a wide variety of renowned American musical performers. Everybody from Johnny Cash, Ella Fitzgerald, and Louis Armstrong to Judy Garland, the Andrews Sisters, and Frank Sinatra. Some of his most successful collaborations came with Nat King Cole in the late 1950s and early 1960s. The LPs Love is the Thing, The Very Thought of You, and Where Did Everyone Go? Two of Cole's most memorable recordings, When I Fall in Love and Stardust, feature Jenkins' arrangement. We'll hear two recordings of Cole doing songs that Gordon Jenkins actually wrote, one a tribute to Cole's wife Marie, and this one from a concept album that Jenkins originally did with Judy Garland called The Letter, Nat King Cole and That's All There Is, There Isn't Anymore, on Afterglow.
That's all there isn't any more, my sweet. I've gone about as far as I can go. I realize the things you did, you had to do, and they weren't so terribly bad to do. But you shouldn't have told me. I didn't want to know. Maybe I tried too hard. I thought that we could reach the sky. I guess the mountain was too high to climb. I put a sign that says for sale on all my dreams and a permanent lock on my door. That's all there is. There isn't any more. But if you need me, call me, baby. Call me. I had trouble finding sleep last night, so I thought about Marie. I grew tired of counting sheep last night, so I thought about Marie. Our love affair had to struggle for existence, and many were the fights we had. But as I look back upon it from a distance, it wasn't too bad. Though she told me we would meet again when the rivers all run dry, and I told her I would see her when there was snow in mid-July. Still your pride looks small at midnight, and I'm tired of being alone. So I thought about Marie and reached for the phone. Though she told me we would meet again when the rivers all run dry, and I told her I would see her when there was snow in mid-July. Still your pride looks small at midnight, and I'm tired of being alone. So I thought about Marie and reached for the phone.
Nat King Cole from his 1957 album, Love is the Thing, doing I Thought About Marie, a song Gordon Jenkins wrote as a tribute to Cole's wife, Marie. Cole actually sang it to a good-sized photograph of his wife on his short-lived mid-1950s TV show. And before that, That's All There Is, There Isn't Anymore, from Cole's 1962 album, the last of three done with Gordon Jenkins, Where Did Everyone Go? Well, it's kind of appropriate that Jenkins wrote a tribute to Marie Cole. Nat King Cole actually proposed to Marie while a Gordon Jenkins record was playing, an ambitious work that we're going to hear some of next. Jenkins' LPs with Cole all had a sort of thematic mood to them, and along those lines, he wrote several extended suites during his career, including A Musical History of California and one-third of Frank Sinatra's late-period trilogy 3-LP set called The Future, a widely panned effort. Jenkins has generally reaped praise, however, for his 1948 Manhattan Tower Suite. Some have even called it the first concept album. It's the musical narrative of a man who moves into a New York City apartment and falls in love, and it was successful enough for Jenkins to revisit it and greatly expand it in the late 1950s. One critic later wrote that Jenkins convinced an entire generation that sentiment could live in a city. Singers such as Dick Haymes, Patti Page, and Ray Charles covered songs from the suite. Page, in fact, recorded the whole thing. We'll hear both her and Charles in this set of music from Manhattan Tower, starting off with an excerpt from Jenkins' original 1948 recording of it on Afterglow.
It was raining the first time I saw my tower. That is, the first time I saw it in reality. In my mind, I'd seen it many times before. Standing by the ocean, looking out of a train window at night. Even the structure I made with blocks as a child was this same tower that long ago. My heart beat faster than the raindrops as I looked up and saw it painted against the sky. The outside of the building was as beautiful as the outside of anything can be. But the inside was pure enchantment. The elevator operator was Merlin. My feet touched the magic carpet as I ran down the hall. And the key that I turned in the lock was Aladdin's lamp. As I entered the tower for the first time, I knew that at last I had found contentment. A home that I would leave many times, yet never really leave. I went over to the window and looked out at my beloved town. The buildings were constant flames, bright and shining, stronger than the rain. And on the street below were the people that built that fire and kept it alive. 7 million keepers of the flame. The sound of traffic on a New York street creates a strange music. It is an orchestra conducted by the Statue of Liberty with the words engraved forever on her side. It is a great organ played upon by Father Knickerbocker, master organist. I opened my tower windows wide to let the music in.
Give me your time, your fork, your... Listen, all you New Yorkers, there's a rumor going around that some of you good people want to leave this town. But you better consult with me before you go.
Why?
'Cause I've been all these places and I know.
Chicago?
Chicago's all right. It's got Wrigley Field and Soldier's Field and Marshall Field, and it's on a nice lake. But it hasn't got the handsomes in the park. It hasn't got a skyline at the dark. That's why New York's my home. Never let me leave it. New York's my home, sweet home. Hollywood's got movie stars and movie czars and cocktail bars and shiny cars and a wonderful climate, they say. But it hasn't got the handy subway train to sell or find a taxi when it rains. That's why New York's my home. Keep your California, New York's my home, sweet home. Lots of people like St. Louis. It's got lots of shoes and the St. Louis blues, and one of our large rivers run by. But it hasn't got the opera in the Met. It hasn't got a famous string quartet. That's why New York's my home. Not a place to visit. New York's my home, sweet home. San Francisco is a lovely place. It's got lots of hills and lots of thrills, and its own an ocean of some size. But it hasn't got the Bowery or the Bronx. It hasn't got a heart of honky-tonk. That's why New York's my home. It's my favorite city. New York, my home, sweet home. So save your time and trouble. I said save your railroad fare. I say you better save your time and trouble, brother. Yeah, save your railroad fare. Cause when you leave New York, yeah, let me say you ain't gone nowhere.
Never leave me, never leave me, is all that I can say. I keep repeating, never leave me, never leave me. For if you run away, I'll be like a dawn without a sunrise, a ship without a sail, a keyless lock, a kite without a tail. If you fail me, if you leave me, if you leave me, you'll take my heart with you. I can't believe you'd ever leave me when love is still so new. If forsake my heart with you. I can't believe you'd ever leave me when love is still so new.
Sadness found its way into my tower in Manhattan. A sadness born of the thought of leaving. No lovers taking separate paths ever experienced more regret than I, as I looked for the last time at my adopted city. It was twilight, and as I opened the window, the music of Manhattan came whirling in, singing a song, not of the past, not of despair, but of the days to come. A clean, healthy song with words of hope and promise. A promise that someday the tower would be mine forever. Hours later, I could still hear the faint strains of this music as I sat on the westbound train, watching darkness sail along the Hudson. And as I thought of my friends and my dream and my love, my sadness left me and I began to smile. For I knew that someday I would return, that I must return. For I left my heart behind in that tower in Manhattan.
The conclusion to the original 1940s recording of Gordon Jenkins' Manhattan Tower, featuring Elliot Lewis as the narrator, from the CD A Musical Prodigy. We also heard Patti Page singing Never Leave Me from her full LP version of Manhattan Tower. Ray Charles, before that, doing New York's My Home, also from Manhattan Tower, that comes from Charles' album The Genius Hits the Road. And we started with the opening of Jenkins' 1948 recording of the suite, also from A Musical Prodigy. I'll close out this Afterglow tribute to Gordon Jenkins' songs with two stalwarts of American popular song performance, Billie Holiday and Frank Sinatra. We'll hear Billie Holiday's recording of another Jenkins collaboration with Johnny Mercer, P.S. I Love You. And right now, something Jenkins wrote especially for Frank Sinatra. It appeared on what many consider to be Sinatra's last great album, the 1981 She Shot Me Down. Jenkins did most of the arrangements for the album, but he was too ill with Lou Gehrig's disease to actually conduct. Sinatra told his musical director, Vinnie Falcone, that he wanted the album to be a tribute to Jenkins, knowing that it was likely the last project he'd ever work on with the arranger. Jenkins passed away 2 years later at the age of 73. From She Shot Me Down, here's Frank Sinatra singing Jenkins' song I Loved Her on Afterglow.
She was Boston, I was Vegas. She was Crip Suzette, I was Pi. She was lectures, I was movies. But I loved her. She was Mozart, I was Basie. She was afternoon tea, I was saloon. She was junior league, I was Dodgers. But I loved her.
morning, night, and noon. Opposites attract, the wise men claim. Still, I wish that we had been a little more the same. It might have been a shorter war if we had known each other more. She was polo, I was racetrack. She was museums, I was TV. She did her best to change me, though she never, never knew quite how. But I loved her almost as much as I do now.
Folks are fine. I'm in bed each night at 9. P.S. I love you. Yesterday we had some rain, but all in all, I can't complain. Was it dusty on the train? P.S. I love you. Ride to the Bronx just as soon as you're able. They came around to call, and I burned a hole in the dining room table. Now let me think, I guess that's all. Nothing else for me to say. And so I'll close. But by the way, everybody's thinking of you. P.S. I love you. Write to the Browns just as soon as you're able. They came around to call, and I burned a hole in the dining room table. Now let me think, I guess that's all. Nothing else for me to say, and so I'll close. But by the way, everybody's thinking of you. P.S. I love you. Love you. Love you.
I closed with Billie Holiday doing Gordon Jenkins' P.S. I Love You from the Complete Verve Studio Master Takes. Before that, Frank Sinatra doing Jenkins' I Loved Her from the 1981 LP She Shot Me Down. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Afterglow. Special thanks to the Yahoo Songbirds listserv. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, offering complete bicycle repair and sales as well as custom fitting services. Located at 507 East Kirkwood next to the IU campus and online at bikegarage.com. You can listen to many more Afterglow programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. Our engineer is Michael Paskash, and I'm David Brent Johnson, hoping that you'll join me again for more jazz, ballads, and American popular song on Afterglow.